The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A one, a two, a three.
Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Mercy!
Did you not get the memo?
What is good, everybody? It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
And we are back at it again for another episode of Windy City, The Breeze. How y'all feeling out there, Chicago? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. It's a little chilly outside.
A little bit chilly. It's all right. It's kind of weird that you wear a Miami Heat beanie. You ever thought about that? That you wear a Miami Heat beanie? Like you're a fan of a team that's definitely in the Heat?
Man, I like rocking with winners.
I like rocking with winners. Oh, is that a shot? Is that a shot right there?
Might be. I don't know.
All right, that's off to a riveting start. Thanks for bringing that dead silence in. let's. First things first. We want to talk about this giveaway. We appreciate everybody who supported Windy City The Breeze. If you don't know, the Windy City The Breeze YouTube page is almost at 1,000 subscribers. We are at 913, I want to say, as we're recording this. It might be more by the time this pod drops. But at the moment, right now, we are at 914. Oh, gained another one since we were talking about it.
Yep.
It's been growing crazy. So we want to make sure that we're giving back to all of our subscribers, that we're giving back to all the people who support this show. So we are going to do a giveaway. Did we decide what we want to do?
Tickets was out of the way.
Tickets is out of the way. That's not a prize.
We're not going to subject y'all to that.
That's not a prize to us. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if I'm going to give y'all something, I don't want to send you to a Bulls game. That's more of a punishment right now. You got to watch Zach LaVine drop 30 and lose. Like, that's not cool.
Like, I think we said
jerseys.
Yeah, it was a jersey. So I think we're giving away two jerseys.
You want to do jerseys or you want to do cash? Or you want to just let them decide? Maybe we let them decide.
Yeah, you know what?
Let them decide.
My posting on the book.
We'll post it on the book. We'll post it on what's it called? On YouTube. And we'll let y'all decide what y'all want to do. If you want cash or if you want a Chicago sports jersey. You know, don't be coming with no outlandishness. I will. Listen, the limits of my giveaway is like I'll give you a Cubs jersey. That's tough for me. But but I, you know, don't be coming with no, oh, I'm trying to get a LeBron James, the jersey where he played for all the teams on it. You know, it's got every team he plays. Like, that was a dope jersey. I'm not a LeBron. Like, I'm not going to walk outside in a LeBron jersey. That's just not me.
I definitely would. Well,
you a LeBron fan, though.
That's true.
Like, I'm just, I you know, he was the Bulls' nemesis. But, we just want to get back to y'all. You know what I'm saying? We want to make sure that we let y'all know that we appreciate the support that y'all have given us. So we will post that on YouTube, on Facebook, on those things that I just
Instagram.
Said. On Instagram, throw it on there. We don't have a big Instagram following, but we're trying to grow it. But yeah, we're gonna post it on there, and then we'll let you guys know how to enter. And we want to, you know, if possible, meet up with y'all to give it to y'all in person so we can get it on video so that we can show the love, you know, give y'all a shout out, all that good stuff. So we'll work it all out. We'll get all the details together, but we want y'all to know that it is coming. We might do it around, we were talking about around All-Star weekend. Around All-Star weekend, do a little giveaway. That'll be a cool time to do it, especially if we do end up doing jerseys and stuff. So,
it's in Chicago anyway. So.
It's in Chicago. It'll be a good time. You know, maybe we get like Anthony Davis in the video or something. Just be like, hey, what's going on? I'm just here to do this giveaway. Oh, word, it's Anthony Davis show. I can dream, can't I? Is it okay to dream anymore? Is it okay to dream anymore? That's a song coming. Don't worry about it. New hits on the way. 6666. right. Let's get into this. We got a lot to talk about today, man. It's not. It's not a big Chicago sports day. You know, we could talk about a few things. How bad our teams mostly are, and then. Chris Bryant arbitration, but I want to get into the topic at hand, especially since this news just broke as we were setting up 40 podcast. What do you think about the Astros scandal?
Hey man, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I didn't know it was this bad. Like, I did read an article. And it said that, basically they were stealing signs, which I feel like every now and again, everybody does that.
Well, stealing signs and stealing signs with technology is two different things,
yeah,
you know?
No, but yeah, because that's what I was getting into, because, I don't know, and then it's weird because Stephen A. Smith brought it out this morning. It's just weird seeing that they stole the signs with technology because of the fact that, like, if you look back on them chips that the Astros won, especially because Cody Bellinger, like, commented on it. He was like, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
But, it's pretty much nothing that you could do because they won.
Right.
If you look at that Dodgers rotation in 2016 with Yu Darvish, and the only time Kershaw was actually good, and then the rest of the rotation, yeah, like,
bro. And you think about it, bro, it broke you.
Bro, it did.
It broke it you, did, bro. Like. They bro, were like you. They
you
were calling
was
them.
Hot.
Yes, bro. You was Cy Young type level that season, and it broke him. Like, you got to think about how things transpired. Excuse me, that season. Like, you blows Game 7. It was Game 7, right? Mm-hmm. Think he blows Game 7, pitches horribly, doesn't get through like four innings or something. It's in Houston. They start calling him "you garbage," which come on, dog. Dang. We got to do better with our insults. Like, it was, come on. He comes to the Cubs. He's already proven. So they telling him he tipping his pitches. You tipping your pitches. He watching film. He's like, where am I tipping my pitches? You know what I'm like, saying? So he's like, trying to.
You got this, man.
Bro,
I'll just come
he's changing his entire pitching style to try and get out of tipping his pitches. So then he goes to. The Cubs, and then he messed his arm up.
That was like the worst time for him.
Right.
Just period. And
that's the thing. Then he messed his arm up. Then he hurt. Not Cubs fans mad at him. Dodgers fans like, we told y'all this mug was trash. Like,
stop complaining. And then all the time, y'all sitting up pissed.
He was right, bro. Hey, we're here for the vindication of Yu Darvish.
Come on, man.
If anything, Yu Darvish get a ring just for having to deal with it.
I mean, but now he getting back on track, but he looking at it now like, man, see, I told y'all I wasn't crazy.
I told y'all it wasn't me. But you got to think about it. Like, everything he went through, he changed his pitching style. He changed the way he did things his entire life.
Bro.
Because they're like, you're tipping pitches.
Markel Fultz here.
Bro, I don't know what happened with Markel. But Markel was never really a shooter. He's never really a shooter.
He was like, he was a bucket.
He's a bucket, though. But But yeah, so do you think the punishment was enough? The punishment on that was a $5 million fine to the organization, which is nothing. Houston got nothing. You know, basically
that wasn't really finna do nothing because
the $5 million check on the way to firing them.
Like that wasn't really gonna do nothing. I just felt like, honestly, like to be real, you can't go back and take those titles away. But I feel like those titles should just be vacated. Like, it shouldn't go
now,
down.
Now, that's...
It shouldn't go down in the record books. Like...
Now, that's an interesting point because... Let me get a fine. The you digs here, the penalty. So, hold on. What's his name? Not Cora.
AJ Hinch.
AJ Hinch and the GM both suspended for a year. Then end up getting fired, which was just a PR move for the Astros.
We're parting ways.
And whole time the Astros recoup a lot of that money that they were going to pay them because it just goes into like the MLB's pool. So like the $5 million fine basically is like probably a $2 million fine. So right. It's no money. Loss of first and second round draft pick for the next 2 years, which Astros are a pretty good team. They were going to be picking like 29th and like 56th. So it's fine. So a lot of people have said the penalty wasn't enough because of that, because of a lot of things I just said. They said they didn't penalize them hard enough. So do you think they should take the championships away?
Just take the chips away, and I mean I wouldn't say go back and gift it to L.A. and then
just
who did the Red Sox? It was no champion.
There was just no champion there. So now this is my thing. In most sports, I would be. See, this is the thing. I'm never on board with taking a championship away because, like, you took away what all the stats that happened with Derrick Rose in Memphis because he cheated, right? We watched Derrick Rose be great in Memphis. You took away Reggie Bush's championship at USC and you find the program. We watched Reggie Bush dominate at USC. You know what I mean? Like, we watched it. You took away his Heisman.
We know
he was the best running back that year. Like, he won the Heisman. Like, so taking away the championship for me, I've never seen a player that it's hurt.
Yeah, but then again, we're talking about you're tipping pitches electronically to some of the best hitters.
I agree that they need to be fine.
We already know what's coming out of your hand, basically. Yeah. So you're telling me that so if I'm the Astros, you got Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Alex Bregman.
Who are already dogs without you cheating.
Dogs. I think it was Edwin Encarnacion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Edwin Encarnacion, who's still banging 40 home runs out a year.
Yeah.
Like, these are some of the best hitters, and then you need electronics to add on top of that. Like, you got to take some away. A fan isn't going to do anything to them because they already got paid. I just feel like it shouldn't be a champion that year.
I just don't know if that does anything. Now I've heard
because can we really say that they're the best team? If you come on, bro, you still signs electronically.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you that there needs to be probably a heavier punishment. I'm just saying that what does vacating the championship do? Because you're not taking their rings back. The rings aren't provided by MLB. They're provided by the team, so they're gonna keep their rings. They know they won the championship. Everybody's already had the championship part. What are you really taking away? You're taking away stats. So what? Yeah.
You know what?
So what?
You got that right.
You know what I'm saying?
The one thing I'll say is this. If you're not going to do that, suspend them.
The players?
Suspend them, yeah. Everybody that had a hand in that, you suspend them. Everybody.
It's tough. That's suspending a team. You're suspending a team for it. It's weird. I agree with you. It needs to be heavier.
Because you knew and then you didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, you already... And then if I'm the Astros, we was talking
about the Astros, which is hilarious. Because Verlander was the one...
Exactly.
Verlander was one of the one who was complaining the biggest about the ball. He like, the MLB, all the... Verlander's old grandpa out there like, we got to keep baseball clean.
Didn't you get Cy Young and then runner-up the next season after that? Come on, bro.
Well, for him, it wouldn't really matter because he's throwing pitches. It's not like they tipping the other batter. But I'm
saying though, like you would have. I don't even care. Like you would have to have some punishment for the players because that's just one. Okay, we signed still, but me as a player, I got full immunity, so ain't nothing finna happen to me.
I'm wondering, do you take back? See, you gotta hit. Do you take back World Series money because you know they get like the bonus for winning? Do you take that back?
But that's not gonna do nothing. If I'm Jose,
that's a nice chunk
if,
though.
If I'm Jose, if I'm Carlos, if I'm Brian, yeah. I'm already paid.
But I don't think taking away the title does anything either.
I'm not even saying, well, you know, you ain't got to take away the title. I would just say suspend the players. Like.
But how do you prove who was on board with it and who wasn't? You know what I'm saying?
If the manager knew, that means y'all knew.
I'm not saying that knew. You're just going to suspend everybody by association, basically.
Yeah.
So they was driving the car.
It's either that or.
They didn't hold the pistol, yeah. But they was driving the car.
Yeah, it's either that or it's like.
Because my thing is like, if you're a rookie, if you're just, you know, you own the roster, you can't speak up. Right. What you gonna say? You gonna blow the whistle on the whole team and jeopardize your career? Or like, if you're, you know, like,
this is wrong. Sit down.
Sit down.
Like,
say what again? Say what? I dare you. I double dog. But. It's tough for me with the players. Now, certain ones, like the findings have come out that Carlos Beltran was 100% on board with it. Like, he was cheating.
But see,
you know what I'm saying?
But you're a manager now, though. Like, if that's me, I got to suspend you. You know, you got to take a year away from the game. You got to take a year away from the game. Mugs up here talking about some, yeah, it's a zero tolerance policy. So if I'm the Mets, I tell them, like, if you do it again and we find out about it, you're going, like, bro, it ain't no, you got to take him away from the game.
It's a tough situation to deal with, man. It really is a tough situation to deal with because I think when you look at it, You have to look at, I don't know if we mentioned this either, Alex Cora and the Boston Red Sox have also parted ways, agreed
fired.
To. Right. They walked in and was like, hey, we parting ways with you. All right. they've also agreed to part ways because I believe he's going to get the highest fine of all because from all of their.
Yeah, well, they all won, of their, what, three rings?
Yeah, and from all of their findings, they're saying
and
that.
And Boston, too.
Yeah, and from all of their findings, they're saying that. He's the reason that it all got started. Him and Carlos Beltran were basically the reason that everything got started. So it's a wild situation. Now, I've heard a few people. So here's some of the things that I've heard punishment wise. Of course, people brought up to vacate the World Series, which I think does nothing in my personal opinion. Like, we all watched it happen. We know Houston won that World Series. I heard somebody say you lose. I heard Carmen and Yurko. You lose this year's entire draft class and next year's entire draft class.
But
that's tough.
Yeah.
You don't get two draft class. That's tough.
But somebody on my snap actually said that too, because if you get rid of both draft classes, that means your farm system's
gone. And, but this is the thing. Right now, they all up.
Well,
so yeah, I wonder about that.
Everybody in their farm system is up.
So like everybody in their farm system is up. So it's, but they do build their team through the draft. And that's very hard. Imagine only being able to use free agency. Like, you can't bring any prospects up. You got for 2 years. That's tough. That's really tough.
And you got to make sure you don't sign no big contracts.
Yeah.
Know?
That is a really tough one. Exactly. You got to make sure it's a tough one. So I thought that one would have been an interesting one because that one punishes the team, not so much the players itself, but that more so punishes the team, which I think you kind of have to punish. I think you got to punish the team harder than the players because. Of course, the players are the ones who are executing it. You know, they're finding out. And if y'all haven't seen it, check it out. It's actually a clip. I wish I knew a boy's name on YouTube that did it, but he like breaks down the film. Just type in Danny Farquhar, Houston Astros cheating. It'll pop up. When he was pitching for the White Sox, you could see that he was the first person who I had seen that was like, you literally see it, you know, they have to be using technology because you see. I don't think it was McCann yet. I think it was a different catcher for us, but you see the catcher throw down one, which is fastball.
Right.
No bang. He throws down two. A second later, you hear bang, bang.
Oh, yeah.
He throws down one again. Danny throws the pitch. No bang. Throws down two again. You hear it immediately. Bang, bang. And then, like, it goes further. And eventually, Danny calls him to the mound. And you can see him mouthing. And he's like, they're stealing the effing signs. And so it's like you could tell. Right. You could tell. And of course.
Yeah, how do you, like.
But then, how do you punish it? How do you punish it? It's so tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you got to go for the pocketbooks of everybody. That's how you punish people. You hit them pockets. But and if you destroy, if you take away a draft away? Class, that's a lot of, that's bread.
Yeah. But see, if I'm them, we got to stop with this whole 5 million, 10 million.
Well, that's the max. The 5 million is the max based off of the MLB, what is that? The Constitution, their Constitution of Baseball or whatever. That's the max that you can fine a professional team in Major League Baseball. And listen, they just upped it. It was like $3 million last year. So they were like, so basically they all got in the room and was like, let's up it to like $3.2 million. It was like, come on, y'all, that's a bad PR look. Like, at least five. Come on, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the owners vote on this, by the way.
Come on now, dog.
The owners vote on this. So of course they're not gonna hurt their own pockets just in case a scandal breaks out. This is another reason why it's tough for me to get on board with vacating championships or any form of, like, we're going to eliminate this team from history is it's baseball. If you did it with basketball, if you did it with football, if you did it with hockey, getting a competitive advantage in those is like football dudes take steroids. You know, Bill Belichick recording the sideline. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's cheating, but like it's still like, oh, okay. Like, you still got to go out there and be better than the guy on the other side. You still got to outperform the guy on the other side. Knowing what the pitch is in baseball is a totally different dynamic. Like, that changes the entire game. But it's baseball. This is the steroid era. This is like baseball is cheating. And it's funny because they got the highest standards in it. Like, must be, it destroys the integrity of the game. The game got no integrity left, y'all.
Well,
it's cheating.
I never knew what they was doing in the first place. Like right after they started, you know, is it Manfred the
commissioner?
Yeah. Manfred comes out. They're juicing the balls. They're making the ball smaller, everything like that. And I'm sitting up here thinking, nah, it's no way. It's no way they're doing that.
Well, they scientifically proved that they were winding the balls tighter.
4 years down the road, kid on the Mets, Pete Alonso, 60 home runs rookie year. What is going on?
Great.
Like, I can understand. Like okay. Like when it first came out, I'm looking at the numbers, and then I literally like Googled the numbers. I'm looking at
it wasn't as big of a jump when they first started saying it.
Well, because other than this year that just came up, the last 2 years has been Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. Right. So you could see why, like, both of those dudes is, come on, like,
they hitting that thing anyway.
6'5", you know, 260. I mean, it could be 50, 60 home runs, but then you rookie year, Cody Bellinger, 45. You move 45 all the way over to 60. Come on, like,
yeah.
It's like you said. It's been no integrity of the game. So the old heads can't really say
that's what I'm really saying. Like,
you're denigrating the game.
When did
been denigrating the game since Pete Rose was.
Hold on now. Pete is a different story to me. Pete was betting on his team to win, and he was cashing in on them bets. Like, that's a boss move. Come on, kid. That's like LeBron just being like, I'm gonna make this game winner tonight. Nah, that's even a little tougher. That's just like anybody, like, I'm betting on my team to win. Like, I get, like, betting in baseball is a cardinal sin, blah, blah, blah. Let the man into the Hall of Fame. Just let them be.
Yeah, they need to.
Listen, we watched them get them hits. I didn't watch them. I wasn't alive then. But Muggs watched them get them hits. Muggs watched him manage his team.
I was on YouTube watching
that. Right. Muggs watched him manage it. Oh, man, if you watch his hit compilation on YouTube, Pete was a bad man. Pete could hit in any era. Pete was a bad man. And they tried to Pete be here for the smoke, too. That's why I like Pete. Because I heard he a jerk, though. But he be here for the smoke because what was it? When Ichiro got Ichiro technically is the all baseball hits leader. So, like, counting his hits.
Ichiro is bad, though.
No, Ichiro bad man. Ichiro's still playing.
Ichiro,
he pitching in Japan. Like, that was my brother's favorite player. Like, Ichiro's cold.
Bro,
Ichiro was ridiculous.
I was cool with him. It had to be the first time I played the show. It had to be like,
oh, did you throw somebody out of the plate?
Yeah. I was like, man, like, Seattle and Philly was my squad. It was more so Philly, but I just love playing with Seattle just because.
Yeah. What was it? Pete, somebody told me, like, what do you think about everybody saying that Ichiro's the new hits king because they're counting his hits in Japan and they're counting his hits in the majors? And he's like, well, all due respect, most of those players in Japan couldn't make it here. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, he's like, come on, I'm here for this smoke. I'm the hits king. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, it's like you said, they can't, like, and it's not physically us watching, but if my pals came out and said, well, they really can't do that because I watched them get those hits.
Right. That's the thing. Like, there's no integrity in this game. When did the game have integrity?
Never.
Like, really? The 60s?
I don't think it ever did.
The 70s? I'm sure, I guess the Black Sox technically, but... That ain't that bad. Like, well, no, it's pretty bad. You fixed the World Series.
That was bad.
You fixed the World Series. Like, it's pretty bad.
That was fixed.
Yeah, bro, never. Did baseball ever have integrity?
Yeah, they always
hold it to this high standard where they judge people. They try to, like, they try to destroy them. Like, they try to break down the character of the person. They try to break down what the person did. Like, say, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, blah, blah, blah. Bruh. There's never been integrity in baseball, really. Right. We talking 1800s? Is that what we talking here?
Yeah.
Are we talking 1800s? That's when baseball had integrity? And they hold it to these such high standards. And it's just like, bruh, you can't hold a sport that literally has gone through the Black Sox, corking bats, the steroid era,
Pine tar, right?
Yeah, it was pine tar. Putting pine tar. I mean, yeah, if you're a pitcher and you're using pine tar, you got an advantage. Yeah.
Every decade, bro, is something.
But this is the thing. With athletes, this is the thing. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Muggs always looking for an advantage. You think Muggs not using pass interference on every play in the NFL right now? Like, they always looking for an advantage. But if you're trying to get a enhanced advantage that somebody else can't get, I think baseball just need to start letting them cheat. Just let everybody cheat. Let them all cheat. Okay. So let's allow what Houston did. We allow the video editing or the video calls to come in. Pitchers get to use pine tar. They're getting 8 inches of break on that curveball now. 16 inches of break on that curveball. A word you want? That mug dropping down right in there. Like, that's really what it is. That's crazy when you break it down. There's never really been integrity in the game.
I ain't finna sit up here and say, like, Muggs ain't been, you know, trying to look for a competitive advantage because, even in basketball, even in a way, Ginobili with the Euro. Ginobili did it. D-Wade did it.
Yeah.
James Harden.
No, that's not a good comp.
Kind of.
No. James Harden taking 9 steps on that Euro. That's a different kind of Euro. That's a European travel voucher. That's what that is, man.
Look, like, Luka just...
Luka got that Euro.
Luka does all Luka world in his it
bag.
Now.
Luka in his bag. Now here's one. So you want to talk about a competitive advantage? Did you see the story with Kobe Bryant where he was explaining like that he
his
read? No. He read the officials' rule book, and he got an understanding of where players were supposed to be on the court.
That sounds like a Kobe thing to do.
Or not players, I'm sorry. He got an understanding of where refs were supposed to be on the court. He read the refs rule book. So he got an understanding of where refs were supposed to be on the court based on where the ball was at. And of course the refs are gonna be out of position. He said he knew that if the refs were out of position, there's stuff they can't see. So he got away with holds, he got away with travels, he got away with away with fouls, he got away with
that's a competitive
advantage.
That's you trying to be great and him just trying to be better than Jordan. Yeah. Like if you want to be great, you're a guy. That sounds like a real Kobe thing to do. So I'm not even going to like repeat
that. But it's everybody's looking for a competitive advantage.
I mean, as long as you're trying to cheat within the rules.
That's a funny way to say it. Cheat within the rules. That's the name of the episode right there.
That's the name of the episode right there. Cheating within the rules,
Let's
man.
Cheat within the rules. That's a good way to put it. Because when you think about it, they still signs in baseball. If I can pick up your signs based off of your hand movement or based off of what you call it, I just know what the sign is. I picked it up. I saw it. Is that different? Do we got to look at that different?
Let me say it again.
So, like, you know, in baseball, like, the third base coach will send signs in to somebody at first or, you know, like, they'll send signs in from home to the first baseman or the runner on first so that he know to steal. You know, they know the signs. So, or you're sending signs from second to home. You're picking it up and you're letting them know, okay, this is – but you're not using technology. You're just picking it up with your eyes.
I mean, if you pick it up.
Cheating within the rules.
Yeah. I mean, if you pick it up with your eye and then go back and then, like, you tell, like, the next couple of batters up, hey, like, yo, this dude like to do this on the first pitch. And then after he do this on the first pitch, second pitch, he going to do this. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But if you using technology to sit up there and do that.
Bro, I swear, he had, like, an AirPod in his ear or something, you know.
technology and garbage cans.
Bro, it was crazy, bro. I'm telling y'all, go watch the video. Go on YouTube, type in Danny Farquhar, Houston Astros cheating. I don't know how they got away with it for so long.
And that's you talking about 4 years, bro.
Bro, so long. And I think they took it to Boston. So, you know, now you're wondering, and I think Houston's going to be the sacrificial lamb, the scapegoat.
Yeah.
Because I believe there's more teams than just Houston doing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's a few teams. We've heard that the Brewers, Yu Darvish has been big about the Brewers doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly, though, I feel like they have.
Yeah.
I mean, because.
Is there some Cubs hate in there, too?
Nah,
is there a little
bit
of Cubs hate in there? Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. You can admit it.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I could definitely. I mean, because the pitching staff is kind of, like, elite.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's kind of like.
And all of a sudden, Christian Yelich is a god. Christian Yelich.
Yes!
He was pretty good down in Miami, though. He was pretty good down in Miami, though.
Okay, like...
He was pretty good down in Miami. He was just on Miami.
Okay, but look, though. It's the same thing you tell me about Zach LaVine when we always talk about the draft. Yeah.
Nah, baseball's different.
Zach LaVine a walking bucket, but we didn't know he was going to be like this.
True. Okay, I'll give you that. Like, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. I get you.
Because Yelich just...
But I think he's just good. He is.
I get it that you was on Miami, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's about getting noticed. It's just like with Luka this year. Luka is great. Everybody's kind of paying attention to him. I say kind of paying attention to him because he's playing
Dallas.
Nobody's watching Dallas games. Y'all not staying up for West Coast basketball. Unless you in Dallas, you
Unless you're out of squad, because I would stand for the Warriors games just to watch them. But
yeah, but it's different. That's Kevin Durant. That's Stephen Curry. That's right, you know what I'm saying? Like down there, it's Luka. Like you're not even standing up for Porzingis. Ain't nobody standing up for Porzingis.
Nah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like it, so it's
and he's still hooping even when
he hooping. You know what I'm saying? But it's very nah. That's okay. Like I don't really want to watch this. I don't really like. I'm tired. I got to get up for work in the morning. It's West Coast basketball, so everybody's not seeing it. So Luka will never get that notoriety in Dallas. Everybody knew Dirk was the baddest European that's ever played the game. But how many Dirk games did you watch in your life,
bro? But you know what though, and sticking on the baseball topic. You know who I feel bad for, even though he signed that money?
Who?
Trout. Like, dude, like, I get, like, $450 million or something like that. Like, yeah, that's hard to turn down, but it's in L.A., and you ain't with the Dodgers. With the Angels.
Oh, you talking about getting the notoriety. Yeah, because like, I think we all agree he's the best player in baseball. And one of the best to ever play.
Okay, look. He's already one of the best to ever play, and he's only 26.
Right.
So, every year you, like, when you're, like, demolishing your old numbers that you put up from seasons past and making those even better, there's something to be said about that, but he's never going to get that type of shine because, one, it's like you're in L.A., but you're playing for the Angels. It's not the Dodgers. You're playing for the Angels, bro. So it's like, I mean, ain't nobody even standing up for Shohei Ohtani.
True. True. I love Shohei, though. I do love watching Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
That's a bad man. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But it's West Coast baseball. I'm not watching it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yeah, let us know in the comments, in the tweet at us at Pat the Designer, at Ringo J, or at Wendy WC the Breeze on Twitter, or hit us up on Instagram, all that good stuff. Let us know how you felt about the Astros scandal. I think we can call it a pretty good scandal. Let us know if you think the punishment was too light. I think we both think that the punishment was a little bit light. This is the one thing I was going to ask you before we get off of that 100%. Does AJ Hinch coach again?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think.
I think he's definitely regarded as one of the best managers in baseball.
Yeah, but you knowingly helped a team cheat.
Agreed. But here's the thing. Hinch. Hinch has come out and said that what they got Hinch for, what they suspended Hinch and I don't know why the GM's name is escaping me right now. What they suspended them for is for standing by, not doing nothing while Cora had it going on. So I believe it's actually come out that AJ Hinch actually, like, he had spoke out against it, but he didn't stop it 100%. So it's one of those, like, I think actually they said that he, like, he broke a couple of the monitors that they had, like, by the bench because he was like, bro, we're not doing this. And then, like, they just brought new monitors out. So
over 4 years, you're talking about 648 games. Over 4 years.
Yeah.
You're talking about 648 games that they played that this went on. Like, I understand you spoke out.
But you didn't stop it. You the manager, you should have stopped it. I agree with you.
You didn't stop it.
I agree with you. I agree he should have been suspended.
That's 600. Like, that's almost close to 700 games.
Yeah.
Almost close to 700 games. Not even to mention.
Yeah.
All four of those years, you've been a part or went to the World Series.
Mm.
So that's over 700 games.
Yeah.
That's over 700 games.
You think it's just regular season? Yeah, that's. I mean, I think he manages again. I think talent trumps all.
Yeah.
Talent trumps all. Addison Russell ain't going to get picked up by another team. He ain't that good.
I'm really
not. Javi Baez was beating this chick, wasn't he?
What?
Didn't Javi Baez have a domestic thing with his chick?
Nah, that was...
with his baby mama, I thought.
That was old boy in Toronto that got traded to Houston. It was.
All I'm saying is, I thought Javi Baez had one. Maybe not. I don't want to put that on nobody.
Nah, I don't think it was.
I thought Javi had one. But yeah, but this
I'm
my thing.
I'm
not putting that on nobody. But this is my thing. If you're good, you're going to play again.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Kareem Hunt got a job.
It's
going to
take some time.
We watched him kick a chick. Kareem Hunt got a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she wasn't in the wrong either. She did say.
I mean, listen, both of them in the wrong. It don't matter. But
he do. Yeah, he did.
But like, we watched it.
He definitely tried to stomp out. So I see what you're saying.
Listen, if who was old boy? Ray Rice. If Ray Rice really was still over the hill, like if he was still young enough to be rising, Ray got another job, didn't he?
No,
he never came back.
Nah, because at the time, what messed
it was
him
the first
up
time
was,
we seen it.
He did it. That was the first time we seen it.
Yeah, it was the first time you ever seen a video like that.
Right, that was the first time.
Drug her out, like, bro, you deadlift, bro. Just pick her up,
bro. You dragged her out.
Don't knock your girl out first, though.
On top of that, he was averaging like 3 yards a carry.
That's what I'm saying.
On top of the fact he was 30 already. So.
That's what I'm saying. So if he was like 25,
yeah,
he'd have a job. Talent trumps all in these sports. They don't care if you're a scumbag if you can play. Now, certain organizations may take a stand. I know on ESPN 1000 they were talking about should the White Sox be in on him, should Ricky Renteria not work out this year, which I kind of expect to happen. I think the Sox would be better, but I just think Ricky's going to be Ricky. You know, they're going to be bunting at some point in the game trying to move a runner over like it's 1922. but I know that Jerry Reinsdorf don't really get down on that. He's big on like, oh, you cheating, you out of here.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I honestly believe – me being the conspiracy theorist I am, I believe they did suspend Michael for that year that he went and played baseball. Because the gambling stuff was coming out. I think some bills came up. I think Michael might have had some on the game. You know, Mike might have been Pete Rose and himself. You know, we got 7 more championships coming. What? Book it.
Me.
Right. But I think that Jerry was like, nah, you got to go away. You can go play for the White Sox. You can do what you want to do, but you gotta go away. And then you come back.
You serve your suspension. I can respect that.
You serve your suspension. You come, but Jerry's big on integrity and loyalty and family. Like he's one of them last few loyal peoples like that. You know, like that's one reason the Bulls are so bad. Like the loyalties, but so I don't think he'll come. I don't think he'll be in on an AJ Hinch. But I believe AJ Hinch gonna coach again.
Yeah, I mean, if he can truly, like, go in there and be like, all right, I'll put that stuff behind me. You know what I'm saying?
His press conference was more, it's my fault for not saying something.
I mean, because, like, you can say something, but if you ain't finna do it on a broader scale, knowing the platform.
That's the thing. He was like,
knowing the platform that you got.
He was like, it's my fault for not blowing the whistle on it. I should have called him out on it. I should have got it out of there. His was more like, I didn't participate. I didn't condone it. Or condone isn't the right word. I didn't want it to happen, but I condoned it happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew it was going on. Exactly. I could hear the drums. So
exactly.
So yeah, let us know in tweet us, text us, all that good stuff. Let us know what you think, or text us. Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. @PatTheDesigner on both. @RingoJ on both. @WC the Breeze on both. Actually, it might be Windy City the Breeze on Instagram. Let us know how you feel in the comments, in the DMs, whatever you want to do. Let us know. We're gonna switch gears here a little bit. Had a interesting weekend of playoff football. And we got an interesting weekend coming up of playoff football. So Let's start it off with the most wild game, the game that has been dubbed the Son of a Mitch Bowl. That Chiefs Texans game.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and start that off.
It sucks to watch. It does. Like, I'm kind of over it, but it sucks to watch.
Will you really be over it though?
Never. But at a certain point, it's just like, all right, like, we didn't get the guy. Like, there's nothing we can do. We didn't get the guy. Like, we can't go back. We can't go trade for Deshaun Watson. We didn't get the guy. That's what it is. So, my thoughts on that game are, how does Bill O'Brien still have a job? He came to the podium after the game is over, and said that on 4th-and-1, in the second quarter, I believe, when they could have got a first down, you down on the 20, you have a chance to score another touchdown where Deshaun Watson is rolling. Now, there's no guarantee you score a touchdown, but Deshaun is rolling. Like, he's dominating these mugs. They have no answer for him.
Mind you got the lead.
He said, I didn't have a play that I liked. And I'm here for the openness. I'm here for the honesty. But you are an NFL coach. You don't got a 4th-and-1 play. I'm not an NFL coach, and I got 3 plays for Madden that could have worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't got a play. I'm amazed that he still has his job after that game,
bro. Nah, honestly, he really should be fired. All for the simple fact that, one, that's not the only thing that he said in the pressure. Deshaun had to go tell him, we need to go for this.
Yeah.
Because he didn't see a play that he liked, and he was going to actually punt the ball.
Well, kick the field goal.
Kick the field goal. Yeah. And Deshaun was like, nah, these mugs is rolling. We still got the lead. We need to go for it. So,
and they still end up kicking
that,
the field goal.
That right there, nah. So then, So this is how I feel about it. So I'm watching the game, and
let's say this before you say that. 1-5 is a bad man.
I told you 15 was a bad man.
That man 1-5 is a problem.
I told you 15
was. 1-5 is a problem.
I told you.
I just hate watching him give press conferences after. He'd be like, you know, we really had a great game there. And
Would you be doing that to him now if he was on the Bears?
I'd definitely be making fun of his voice. I would definitely be making fun of his voice. That mug definitely. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? You know, we really came out and, me and Miss Piggy, we had a fun time out on the field. And, I saw Kelsey coming up the middle and, I figured, let's have sit on a log, have some flies or something. You know what I mean? Bro, I hate watching his voice. And he's so good. He's so good.
Nah, but honestly, like right when the game started, busted coverage on the first play. On the first drive, Kenny steals for the tutty, and I'm just thinking, like, okay, well, I thought the Chiefs defense was better than this.
Yeah.
Go out, couple drop passes. I'm like, oh, these mugs is rusty.
Yeah.
Block the kick, get on top. I'm like, oh man, that might knock them off.
In the mouth.
So then I call my brother. I'm like, yo, like, this might be over. Either way, I'm thinking like, either way this goes, this just validates that the Bears should not have Mitch. Period.
Yeah, 100%.
So then they get up 24. And like, when this is why I mess with 15 so much. Dude sitting on the sideline. Hey, we just gotta make a play. All we gotta do is make a play. Just give me the ball. Just give me the ball.
You know what? Was laying into his boys on the sideline.
Right? Like legit laying into them. I'm like, I don't know what y'all doing. You got to make a play. I mean, even Tyreek, you put Tyreek back down.
Oh, my God. That's on the coach, though. That was on Andy Reid for
right.
me. Because it's like you telling him, return this ball. But, no, it's not on Andy Reid. It's not because
Tyreek
got to say, all right, like they within a yard and a half of me. I got to call a fair catch and get up out of here.
But he's so quick. See, that's the thing. I don't really be thinking that they think like that.
Of course they don't. They always think they're going to score a touchdown.
Especially when they got. But yeah, like for him to set up the no panic, down 24-0, he just, we got to make a play. We better than this. Yeah. Everybody's sitting up there counting us out now. They have 24. Everybody think that it's over. And then for you to come out.
You got it, bro.
And outscore them.
You got it.
51-7, bro.
You got it, bro.
51-7. Mind you, he led 7 straight touchdown drives. And 5 of them were throwing touchdowns.
Yeah.
5 of them were throwing touchdowns.
Yeah, man.
And Travis Kelce caught 3 of those on a bum hamstring.
And you know what makes me nervous? I see why Matt Nagy wants to run this offense.
How many times have I said y'all don't got the weapons?
Bro, that's really what it is,
Y'all don't got the weapons.
Really? You know what? This is the thing. I think if they had one piece, it could work. Tariq Cohen could work. Running that Tyreek Hill spot. He's not as good as Tyreek, but he could work playing that spot in space. Allen Robinson is the number one. Anthony Miller, if he can stay healthy, is a solid slot receiver. Solid number two. You have no tight end, so really you don't have nothing there. But it's just that one piece. Like, you can't run.
You at least got to have a Travis Kelce.
But this is the thing. You can't run that offense without the quarterback to run that offense. It only works if you got – well, I can't say that because I was going to say it only works if you got an elite quarterback. But Alex Smith looked pretty good in that offense.
No, but look, though. He's throwing that they get separation, but on some of them throws, when he's just throwing them underhanded, bro, he's throwing them open.
But this is the thing.
You can't do
Nagy,
that with Mitch.
No, you can't. No, not at all. Absolutely not.
No.
Hey, bro, that clip gets me every time, bro. Michael from the office, bro. No, God, no. Bro, whenever they throw that in, bro, that sends me over the edge. Oh, The Office is a classic, bro. Some of the greatest episodes ever. But yes, you're right. Like, you can't do those things with Mitch. And this is the thing. I think you could do them with a decent quarterback, but you have to have that tight end position.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. Like, you got to figure out. Trey Burton, I don't think you can count on him. You just can't.
He's hurt.
The tight ends are terrible.
Too hurt.
The tight ends are terrible. So you got to go get a tight end. But anyway, getting back to that game. Basically, the Bears. What I saw when I watched that game was like, this isn't going to work for the Bears. That's honestly what I looked at. I was like, this offense is not going to work for the Bears. Because you see, think about the game coming out of the bye. Nagy runs the ball 7 times. 7 times. They didn't run the ball in that game. You just said it. 7 touchdown drives. 5 of them were passing. And I'll bet you Pat Mahomes used his arm to get you down on most of the other 2.
Well, yeah, because
it's a passing offense. And when I looked at it, I was like, the Bears do not –
And got a quarterback that can do that for you. This is the thing. Everybody that they have can get you yards after the catch. Like, it's not the fact that he's just throwing them
true.
Open. Like,
yeah.
Tyreek Hill could take a 6-yard pass.
Yeah. And turn it into 70.
You talking about, like, honestly, like, Travis Kelce. Take it.
Yeah.
All right, I caught a 5-yard pass.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you this dude right here 1 stiff. Take this extra 15 yards. You got Tyreek. You got Travis.
Yeah.
Nico Hardman.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins.
You got the
LeSean McCoy.
You got the players to do it.
Both of the like everybody get tipped.
Shout out to Sammy Watkins for bringing his career back.
Everybody get tipped. It was just Jeff Fisher, bro. It was just Jeff Fish.
Who was he playing? He was on Buffalo before that, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He started with Buffalo. Yeah. He wasn't good on Buffalo.
Nah, he wasn't.
Granted, Buffalo had nobody. Like, they had Tyrod Taylor. Who's a name I haven't heard? What happened to Tyrod? A name I haven't heard.
Is he
on a team?
I thought he was on the Browns, no?
Is he still on the Browns?
He might be.
Is he still probably on the Browns? Maybe. Possibly backing up Baker. Turn.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sounds good. Let's keep it going. How do you never go to... Well, I guess you got to show some confidence in Baker. I'd have definitely went to Tyrod with that offense. But yeah, that Chiefs game, that's really the point I got from it was. And Pat Mahomes is amazing. Now, it would be so Andy Reid. I really want Andy Reid to win because I want Andy Reid to win a championship before he goes.
Because
I think he's one of the best. But here's the weird conflicting point. I kind of want Mike Vrabel to win one too because like Mike Vrabel came out of nowhere. I like Mike Vrabel. And because he used Belichick tricks against them.
Hey, bro.
That's really why I like him.
I'm not even going to lie. Muggs was calling that Ravens game an upset. I didn't feel like it was an upset. I didn't feel like it was an upset just off of the standpoint. They was on TV before the playoffs started for like four straight weeks.
Yeah.
For like four straight weeks. They played Houston twice. And they beat Kansas City.
It's an upset because they were the number one seed.
Right, bro. Right. And they had beat Kansas City. But... And I was telling everybody this because Muggs is like, oh, Ryan Tannehill is resurrecting his career. He's not really doing that.
Jim McMahon.
Bro.
Hey, we got to do everything we can in the world. Oh, look, he just threw another touchdown to stop Derrick Henry. He's Jim McMahon.
I mean,
Jim McMahon with Walter Payton.
He makes all they got to do. All he has to do is just make 7 to 8 throws.
Yeah.
Because they're going to run the ball 40 times. And the thing is, once they get up, if you ain't really, like, paying attention and, like, a Sam and Sam, once they get up 7-0 and then they get that first stop, the game for the last 4 weeks has just been over because Derrick Henry.
Well, Tannehill helps with that, too, though. Because Tannehill put that mug on a dime.
I know. He even throwing dots.
He threw that dot. I was like, I sat down on the couch like, oh, man, Tennessee just got that. Oh, it's over. Right. It's open.
But, like, you said that and they run the ball like 40 times a game. Like, the last 2 weeks he's had almost close to over 20 yards rushing.
Right.
And it's like when you play smash mouth like that with a dude that's – I just found out the other day, this dude is 6'2". 6'2".
Oh, yeah, you ain't never seen that picture of Mark Ingram looking at him?
No, I just seen it the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He make Mark Henry look like Mark a Henry, little my boy.
Mark Ingram. I was right. You messing me up. No, say Mark Henry. I did just do a pod. Oh, by the way, check out Under the Hood.
Shout out to Jay Hood.
Yeah, shout out Jay Hood. Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday. Check out his YouTube page that he's got going with, if you're a wrestling fan, he posts a lot of his wrestling interviews on there, so it's pretty cool.
Continue. Yeah, but when it gets to that third and fourth quarter, yeah. I mean, especially with it being cold, like, I'm not trying to run up and tackle him. I'm going to make an executive decision to get out the way because Muggs don't like tackling, no way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just saw what he did to Earl Thomas, on what was that Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Earl Thomas tried to run up, take him out by the legs. He just, what are you doing? Get out of the way.
Oh, my favorite one was it Earl Thomas? Who was a boy from the Ravens? He just turned him into his lead blocker.
Oh, Marlon Humphrey.
Who?
Marlon Humphrey.
No. I think it was Earl Thomas. Wasn't Earl Thomas the one talking big junk about him? He was like, oh, we're not going to tackle like that. Like the Patriots didn't look too interested in tackling.
Maybe it was Marcus Peters.
No, I think it was what's his name? Derrick Henry. It was Earl Thomas. It was Earl Thomas because he basically just turned Earl Thomas into his lead blocker. He was running down the field. He had that mug pushing.
Right. That's what I was talking about. He was like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yeah.
The thing is, he can get up. That's the other thing, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, he running like a 4.3 or something like that.
He is a ridiculous specimen.
Like honestly... I ain't gonna say that they can upset the Chiefs, cause
this is the exact game Andy Reid would lose. This is exactly the game Andy Reid. You know why?
Right.
Cause it's exactly the game he lost when Matt Nagy was there.
because the Titans defense got all pros on. Like, they have a really good defense.
Yeah, but you gotta slow so much down.
But if they can, but you know what though, the reason why I believe that they can do it is because of this. The way that you wind up will at least try to beat them. And it's like Tony Romo said. And shout out to Tony is a GOAT.
Getting the bag.
Tony is a GOAT.
$14 million they offered him.
Like, for real. And every bit of that 14 mil, he should have.
He is one of... we are coming into a time where we are about to get some of the best analysts in the game because all of the guys that we grew up watching who studied film at a different level are leaving the game to become analysts.
Right, and that's
and
crazy.
Because Tom... So nobody's got that super-duper stardom, right? There's like Tom Brady... Then it's the rest of y'all. Peyton Manning too. But then it's the rest of y'all. So there's nobody who's too big for TV that's coming out now. Because Tom Brady won all the rings.
They tried to get Drew calls too. A couple people called Drew. And I feel like Drew coming back.
I think Drew coming back too. But I don't know if Drew's going to TV though. I don't really think I could always kind of tell Tom or what's his name was going to TV. Tony Romo was going to TV. Like, you could kind of tell. I don't know if Drew's going to TV. Drew don't seem like Drew want to do TV. Yeah. He seemed like he want to like count his money with his kids. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
I don't know. That's an interesting one.
But yeah. But it was like Tony Romo was saying if they press on them and play man. And just because they got the safeties to not cover Tyreek Hill, but slow him down and slow Travis Kelce down to where you don't have to be switching matchups.
Right.
They probably could, as long as they can get a couple of stops and get the lead early, especially with KC's defense, with that being possible, then they could. I don't know. They definitely could. So. I don't know. I'm not going to say that they can knock them out, but the game definitely going to be close. The game definitely going to be close.
I don't. Now this is the problem. You got to make the game so muddy, dirty, that Pat Mahomes puts up 24 or less points. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
35 is a lot of points. 35 is a lot of points. And he just be making it look like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, can you hold Pat Mahomes? And this is the thing. The only way you hold him
is that good.
The only way, but it's more so keeping him off the field.
Which
you can do with Derrick Henry.
John Harbaugh said the you really can't no, it wasn't John Harbaugh, my bad. Bill Belichick said you can't give them extra possessions because they don't turn the ball over. That's what I know. They don't turn the ball over. So
this season. He'd been better about it this season. Cause last season, boy, that mug would definitely throw it to the other arms.
Yeah. They don't turn the ball over. But if they get a lead, it's pretty much wraps. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't think that they're going to knock them off. I think the game is going to be close. But I want to see Pat Mahomes versus that San Fran defense. Because I feel like if you want to get somebody that can knock them off, San Francisco got the bodies and the line to do it. Because you need a fast defensive line.
Yeah.
You need a fast defensive line to make him step up and drown him out. But then you need the people that can actually cover him.
This is the problem, once again. Agreed. You got a strong defensive line. You got the. But this is the problem. Jimmy G ain't putting up points.
But he don't have to, though.
He don't have to. But against Mahomes. Even so, say Pat have a bad game.
Okay.
He just scored 50 and a half. Because did they score? What did they score? One touchdown in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
So in two quarters of football,
you put up
40-something points.
Mind you,
his bad game is like 24 points.
Mind you, this is in the span of, what did they say, like 6 minutes he did all this?
Well, he got them the lead in like 6 minutes, yeah. But that's what I'm saying, like, bro, like, you got to –
I don't know, man.
What's his bad game? What's his bad game? Four touchdowns and two picks? Like, what is a bad game?
Four touchdowns and one pick.
Four touchdowns, one pick. Okay, that's 28 points. That's not counting the rushing touchdowns.
But see, this is why I do believe that the Chiefs are going to win the game. I do think that it's going to be close. I'll probably say, like, if I had the bet, I'll probably say, like, 35-27 would be my
you
score.
You got them scoring a lot of points.
35-21.
You ain't got to change your prediction because of my opinion.
Nah, 35.
But I personally think one of two things is going to happen. Either they come into the game and they roll them. Like, it's not close. They destroy them. Like, 75-10. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I think we could see a ridiculous score this weekend. Like, 60s. Like, if whatever the touchdown score is, bet the over.
So, you're saying worst case scenario, they blow them out by
No.
I mean, best case scenario.
I think one of two things is going to happen. Either they blow them out or they lose. Because if it's a close game, if it's a muddy it up game, if it's a...
Which it was when it was in Tennessee. Everybody got to remember that Tennessee beat them.
Wasn't he coming off injury on that one, though? He was coming off injury on that one.
You're right.
He was coming off injury on that one.
But that don't count because the dude still put up like 400 and something yards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hurt Pat Mahomes is still better than the best day of Mitchell Trubisky. Has Mitchell ever had a 400-yard game? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
how you feeling today? Yeah, I'm about 80%. Let's go.
40%. Still good. You got one arm. Still all right. Yeah, I throw two touchdowns.
Just sidearm it.
Yeah, sidearm it. It's all good. Bro, when he do that sidearm, bro, it's just
I feel like he's so small because he just...
Fam, because the ball bends. That's what throws me off. He did it. I forget what he was scrambling left. It wasn't a Kelce touchdown. But it wasn't a touchdown. It was just like a first down. He was scrambling left. They had him. There was nowhere he could go. And this man, like, threw his sidearm, like, almost kind of coming from behind his back. And I swear the ball, like, went in and bent out and hit my man's in the head. I was like, bruh, like, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Like, and we got, you know what annoyed me the most about this weekend? So I'm still a disgruntled Bears fan. I don't care, like. Mugs is telling me to get over it. Bears fans telling me to get over it. I ain't over it yet. Is Portland over Sam Bowie? They probably are.
He's never going to get out.
Is Portland kind of cursed, KD? Though?
Is Portland really over KD? Because
I think Portland is.
Technically, they should have had KD.
Portland love Dame, though.
That is true.
I think Portland.
But you're talking about. But look, though. Brandon Roy with KD. And LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, but Brandon Roy is hurt.
But I'm saying, though. Like,
Brandon Roy was hurt.
Think about the possibilities if it
Dame
wasn't.
Dame and LaMarcus was nasty. LaMarcus just didn't want to be there no more.
LaMarcus,
ain't been the same without him either.
I was rocking with them, but he used to like make me so mad during the playoffs because he used to. All right, I'm gonna drop 40 these first two games,
and then I'm gone.
The next two games.
Score my total for the series.
I'm gonna get my 12.
But yeah, I think Portland's probably over, and I'm sure the Bears. As a Bears fan, one day I will get over it, but. You know what makes you get over it? When you get your guy. Portland got over Michael kind of because they had Clyde Drexler come in. You know what I'm saying? Or, well, they had Clyde already, actually. Right? They had Clyde already. That's why they didn't take Michael because they had a guard. They needed a big man. So, but they had, you know, they still went to an NBA Finals. They still, like, things went well for Portland. You still had good seasons.
I get what you're saying because.
You get over KD because you got Dame. Dame Dollar been hitting game winners. Dame say he ain't never leaving. You got Dame.
That's how I felt in 08 when we was technically supposed to get Rose, but we ended up with Michael Beasley. And
y'all weren't supposed to get Rose.
Yes, we was.
No, you wasn't. Yes, you had the number two pick.
Bro, we was going to get Rose. We were supposed to get
you
Rose.
We were going
to
get Rose we supposed because to get the Rose. Bulls no, wasn't going to let him move.
But I'm saying, though, in the lottery, we were supposed to get the number one pick.
You talking about? You supposed to get the number one pick.
Yeah, we were supposed to get the number one pick. Everybody y'all knew was. It was going to be Rose
y'all
that
was,
year.
Because y'all was so trash.
It was going to be Rose away.
Hey, we
were going to get ready to hoop.
Well, we were number 9 that year or 10, and y'all was like the worst team in the NBA.
That blew me. I'm like, no. Like, the only thing that could make this better is as a Chicago, Rose and Wade together would just be.
Could you imagine the difference?
Like, bro. But then after that, LeBron made up for that when he was like, I'm tired of losing in the first round.
You get over it.
We finna get up.
You get over it.
But then I just felt bad for y'all when that mug was like, well, first, we was thinking about Chicago. So.
I don't know. I don't believe that.
That's still funny to this day. I will never get over that.
It does
I will
hurt.
Never get over that.
Because they couldn't.
Because if D-Wade came out and said
they couldn't clear space for Chris Bosh.
Oh,
they
man.
Couldn't clear space for Chris.
I thought it was really going to be Melo. I thought it was going to be Rose, Wade, Brian, Melo, and then Joakim.
Well, Melo was still under contract with New York.
Yeah, but he said that.
You
want to
talk about
already,
a super
though.
Team?
Like, that would have been a squad.
That would have been disgusting. Jesus.
That really would have been a squad.
We really went on a tangent there. I don't even know how we got there.
But
how did we get there?
I don't even know.
I never know.
I don't even
podcast.
Know.
I'm sorry, y'all.
It was
let's touch on.
So, what about the NFC though?
Yeah, I was gonna say let's touch on the NFC. Packers still in it. Trash. Now I gotta go through and find that.
Definitely dish up. I mean,
so trash.
Bro. I don't think.
But. For everybody out there that's like the refs on the Packers side, the yellow line was not lined up with the marker. It was a first down.
No, it was definitely.
It was a first down.
But AI did make two, like, it was two clutch throws, though. It was two clutch throws.
Say AI?
AI.
AR?
Did I?
You definitely said AI.
Man.
I don't know what's going on with you tonight. We got to get you home. You've been drinking. Wait till Saturday. Man. But
if AD don't mix the drinks.
Well, you have a bartender mixing the drinks, so you'll be straight. You have a bartender mixing the drink. Yeah, when AD makes them drinks, boy, you be out of there.
Whatever. It's just
different.
It's different. It just hit different.
That's because AD makes drinks like. Two shots of vodka. Glug, 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 glug. Little chaser. Hey, we gotta get another kickback going with that Douce and Lemonade, though. We just gotta go all Douce and Lemonade, though. We all gotta go in on it. Aaron Rodgers was not you know what he was? It showed how the Packers offense has evolved. And it showed that if you still need him to be Aaron Rodgers,
all right, he can get you that.
He can still be
Aaron Rodgers. He clutched.
Because that throw, some of those throws he made at the end just to keep it alive, ridiculous. And I don't want to hear nobody. Listen, I was rooting for the Seahawks. Like, Beast Mode was back. I want to see the Seahawks win. Seahawks had their comeback.
I really wanted Russ to get that, though.
I really wanted Russ to get that dub because Russ worked his butt off in that game for that dub. But it was third and eight, third and nine. Could not stop the Packers all day on third and long. You're going
to
lose.
To me, it was just like if he didn't get that, the game was over. The Seahawks was going to win because I seen,
I feel that. I felt that.
I seen Russ do it too many times. I'm like, if he gets his ball back, it's right.
I felt that if he got that ball back. And like this is the thing.
He's going to do something.
This is the thing. Beast Mode was not, you know, Beast Mode all day. But if I need you for one moment, one drive, one series.
It was going to be that.
And I got Russ in Beast Mode. I would have put my money on them.
Right.
I would have put my money on Russ in Beast Mode to win that game. So Aaron Rodgers did what he had to do. I think we kind of expected that outcome. Like, I didn't want it, but I kind of expected the Packers to win that one. Now the question is, going to San Francisco, can they do it? Because the last time the Packers played San Francisco, they got thrashed. I'm talking about like Bears versus the Patriots thrashed. Like, thrashed.
Like, that was crazy. But I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I feel like this is going to be a blowout.
I like how we give we just skip right over the Vikings because wasn't even good enough to talk about. Just didn't show up.
Bro.
I love Richard Sherman. We like that. We like that.
Come on now. The defense held them not.
Yeah.
127 yards total, bro. Like,
I want y'all to stop giving Richard Sherman all this smoke that he don't deserve.
Bro,
I'm glad he spoke on it.
It's Richard.
I'm glad he spoke on it. Did you see that clip?
Nah, I did. But
well, he was just like.
But it was like the most. You know how they be like the, you know, that dumb Thug Life videos and that. I'm tired of y'all trying to come up for excuses about how good I am. Like, yo,
bro, they do. They really do. Like, and because I don't know if the reporter asked him about was it zone coverage or what. He's like, it was man.
Yeah,
I beat my man.
I'll tell you, it was like, I did this in 2010, this in 2011, 2012, and as long as I ain't out there tearing my Achilles, I'ma still be a goal.
Fam, talk about betting on yourself and coming out ahead. The money he got coming, because everything in his contract was like,
But
it was all incentives,
pretty much. He managed their contract itself.
God mode, bro. That's God level. That's GOAT level. That's GOAT level confidence right there. That's Kobe Bryant level confidence right there.
For real. Like, that's like he just been great. He really has.
And the fact that he's still really,
They just hate him because of his mouth. But I don't care because he back it up.
One of the funniest clips ever, though. I'm sorry. It was a sad moment for me because they didn't give Beast Mode the ball on the one. But when that interception came and Richard Sherman crumpled, bro, that clip got me every time, bro. I think I made a meme out of that, bro. I was just like, when your mama say, wait till we get home. Like, that's it was a tough moment for Richard. It was a tough moment for Seahawks fans, but it was a tough moment for me, too.
I feel like that was a tough moment for everybody because I ain't never seen nobody go back-to-back, though.
Fam, nobody has. I don't think anybody's ever gone back-to-back, have they? Did Dallas go back-to-back? Dallas went back-to-back.
Nah, Dallas went back-to-back, and I think the Bills went there twice, but
The Bills went there like three or four times in a row.
Actually, they went four times
in a row. Lost everyone.
This is not meant for y'all.
Juice was out there murdering people. It was crazy. Let me stop talking. Nah, he out. He gonna come see me.
Oh my God. Nah, but honestly though, when they come down to this Packers game, I feel like this Packers game gonna be smooth because just off of the simple fact, the Packers offense starts slow, and I feel like that Devontae Adams Richard Sherman matchup is going to be cool. But outside of that, you really don't have nobody.
Well, that's the thing. If Richard Sherman shut him down,
Aaron Rodgers ain't got nobody to throw to because The linebacker, the linebackers are so good. They can keep up. They can keep up with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Can't really do the pass rush because I don't care what nobody say. Nick Bosa just.
Them Bosa boys.
The bosses in general, like,
bro, them Bosa boys,
I need to talk to y'all, because what is that really feeding y'all?
Bro, them like, Bosa boys different, bro.
Like, man, like, that pass rush in general, like, you talking about Nick Bosa, Warner,
yeah.
D Ford, and then you, the safeties, Jarquiski Tart. That, like, they just built different.
That's,
and
that's a great defense.
It's like, they don't even got a rush for. They set that rush three. Everybody fall back. You really can't be completing pass because the coverage is just so elite. So it's like, and with Aaron Rodgers being as old as he is now, like, I mean, if he was a little bit more mobile,
yeah,
maybe. But the combination of that and them not being able to shut down a run,
yeah,
with the San Francisco 49ers not having one, not having two, but having three backs,
yeah,
that can just line and Kittle.
Yeah. I think San Francisco can neutralize Aaron Jones, too, which is the biggest part of that offense.
Right.
Because
if you don't got that, Aaron Rodgers is throwing all day.
But at the end of the day, listen, at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man.
But that's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. So you're going to see what he brings to the table. And he got it in the back of his mind, and they got embarrassed. Embarrassed, bro. He got it in the back of his mind that they got embarrassed. So they are going to come in, and they are going to be looking to shut everybody up. And I will tell you right now, if Aaron Rodgers makes the Super Bowl versus Mahomes, it's going to be a long Super Bowl for us. Speaking of which, I got to get my day off after the Super Bowl. Make sure y'all schedule that day off after the Super Bowl, because we all know what's going down that night.
That right there, I just think that's that. I can't see the Chiefs versus the Packers. I can't, because I feel like that's a blowout waiting to happen. They don't got the defense.
If the Chiefs get that far, you think it's not going to be a blowout either way?
If the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl, it depends.
So weirdly enough, hear me out on this. Chiefs Packers would be more fun.
Well, yeah, because you got Aaron Rodgers versus everybody that's saying that this dude is like hybrid Aaron Rodgers hybrid.
Well, and the fact that like neither of them defenses are really good. So, well, the Packers defense is okay, but the Chiefs defense is better than last year, but still, right. I wouldn't, you know,
yeah.
If I needed one stop to save my life, I'd just start praying. Well, here we go. I think that would be fun, though, because I think it'd be a shootout.
Yeah,
whereas
it would.
Chiefs it San would. Francisco is going to be me drinking a lot because it's going to be over in the first half.
You think so?
I just think these mugs move different. And there's no way that the San Francisco 49ers can go point for point with them.
I feel like they can. But look, they wouldn't have to, though, because of the simple fact.
Now, Jimmy G has games.
They ran the ball for it. It's not about the way that they run the ball, bro, is different. And the Chiefs can't stop the run. The Chiefs can't stop the run.
That's true. I guess it would make things closer because San Francisco would be on the field more.
So, I don't know. Especially,
it'd be interesting.
Especially with that like,
the defense is nasty.
I'm looking at a game.
Yeah.
Especially with that pass rush, too. Because you got to look at all the names. Like, Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman, Pat Mahomes, Richard Sherman, Tyreek Hill,
yeah,
Travis Kelce, George Kittle.
Right.
And then you already know they be talking about, hey, well, these one of the two best tight ends in the league. Who's better? Me personally, I would take Kittle because Kittle like the block. Even though both of them like the block, but Kittle was just that. Have you tried to bring him down? Like, yeah, bro, it's
different. No, I haven't. I'm not on an NFL field goal against George Kittle.
Have you?
You got something you need to let us know? Nah. Me and Kittle practice in the backyard all the time. What?
What are you going to tell me this? Like, nah, but I do think it's going to be Chiefs Niners in the Super Bowl. I'm sticking with the Chiefs, though, just because I said at the beginning of the season Chiefs was going. I said Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Chiefs Saints, sorry Dame. That's kind of tough.
No darkness, my old friend.
Like, yeah, that's kind of tough. I'm sticking with the Chiefs to win the bowl, but I think it's gonna be Chiefs, that's Chiefs tough. Niners. So what's the final score for the Packers game though?
I didn't give a final score for the Chiefs game either. Well, I kind of did. I said it would be a blowout. I didn't give a final score for my other scenario, but I think I'm leaning more toward the blowout with the Chiefs game. For the Packers game, Packers Niners.
Like, does Aaron Rodgers show? Like, do Aaron Rodgers get the back of the man? Like, hey, y'all embarrass me. I don't think Devontae Adams played. Cause remember he was hurt with that toe injury.
He might have been out. But still, Richard Sherman. And that's the thing. Even if you don't play him in man, if you play him in zone, Richard Sherman is one of the best zone corners to ever do it. So,
who are you throwing to?
Lazar? That's the thing. Lazar, you know what? He's got a nice little rapport with Lazar now. But Lazar just, he's like the seventh dude that they brought in. Like, he really is. I'm going to pick... I'm going to pick the man that been there before. I'm going to pick Aaron Rodgers to go to the Super Bowl. I hate it. Oh, my God. I want to throw up on the mic. It's so trash. Because I can't. This is the thing. I think the revenge plays into it. I think that everybody counting the Packers out plays into it. But Aaron Rodgers is just different. And we really haven't seen a game where they were like, Aaron, do you. Because they've relied so heavily on Aaron Jones. And so I think San Francisco is going to focus on stopping Aaron Jones because they feel like it's going to make him one-dimensional. You got Richard Sherman taking over. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have one of them games where he makes his guys look – I call them contract games. He gets you paid.
I'm going to get you paid.
All you got to do is catch. If you catch, you're going to get paid. And so – I think we're going to see one of those games where by no stretch of the imagination does it make sense. I think Aaron Rodgers going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say 28. What? I'm going to say 28-24 because
that's a game right there.
I don't think the Packers defense can fully slow down that rush attack either. But that's the thing. If you're running the ball, I could see it going the other way too, because if you're running the ball, you're keeping the best player on the field off the field.
Right.
So.
I do want to see Aaron Rodgers get another one just off of the simple fact.
I don't. Like,
I can understand for bias reasons.
Absolutely not.
But. He only got one. Like, you can't be that good and just have one.
Forget that mug, bro. Forget that mug. I hope he never wins another one unless he's on another team.
If you swap him out for Mitch, you'll be ready for it.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers in a Bears shirt. It would be great because it would be like, and this is why I'm on the Tom Brady train. It would be like Favre going to Minnesota.
Bro, but then, like, Favre still had, like,
still
Favre,
has something left in the
was
tank.
Putting up, like, 400
still
yards.
Still has
game,
something
bro.
Left in the tank.
Like, I feel like I was reading my comments on my Bears video. If y'all haven't checked that out, please go check that out. Muggs was like, yeah, I'm not really here for Tom. I'm just sitting back like, bro, y'all do realize that if Tom Brady goes to the Bears for even 2 years, we're looking at Tom versus Aaron.
Well, this is the thing,
twice
too.
A year.
This is the thing, too. It sets a culture. Like, Nagy's got a culture there. Nagy's got what he wants to do, but it sets a precedent of like, we're here to win a Super Bowl.
And like else. Yeah, now it's not no time nothing, for playing around.
And we're not worried about a quarterback. We're not worried about a running back. Super Bowl. Right. Super Bears, Super Bowl. So I'm here for it. We can pretty much wrap it up. One more thing before we get out of here. Just quickly, because the Bears did hire their offensive coordinator. What's his name? Mr. Lazor. He was the OC of the Dolphins when they were terrible. He was the OC of the Bengals when they were terrible. So I think they pretty much just went out and hired a guy. But you didn't have a lot of options because Nagy wasn't relinquishing play calling. But here's the thing. Other than Andy Dalton, which I think a lot of things could have went into Andy Dalton having his worst season, every quarterback he worked with had their best season.
Well, yeah.
Except Tannehill this year probably had his best. But he had his best season in Miami when he was there. I think there was another quarterback he was working with. I forget who it was. There was one more quarterback on there where he went down there and worked with the guy and he had his best season. It was
probably Tyrod.
No, it wasn't Tyrod. Maybe it was Tyrod. Maybe it was in Buffalo. I don't remember. But it's a very interesting dynamic to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you basically just went and got a guy who and they brought out the reason why they fired Helfrich. Apparently Helfrich and who was the other guy? The line coach, Harry Heistand. They were in charge of the running game. And the running game did nothing. So apparently that's why they were let go. So we'll see what Bill Lazor can come in and do.
You need actual pieces in order to run the ball.
Well, you also have to just call run plays. You know what I mean? Like, calling run plays actually helps. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't been thrilled by any of the moves that they've made. I'm more thrilled by the fact that it's just not somebody off, like, right on the Andy Reid tree. He did work with Andy Reid, but more so. Oh, he was with Foles.
Oh.
The Super Bowl season.
Yeah.
He was with Foles the Super Bowl season, I believe.
And we know how much we love Foles.
I'm here for some. Hold on. Does that mean Foles is coming to Chicago?
He could, but y'all finna eat that contract?
It's finna be Andy Dalton.
It's definitely finna be Andy Dalton.
I would eat the Foles contract, but the problem is you got to start him.
Yeah. It might not be Andy Dalton.
Or not the problem.
If Bill goes out and get him. But.
Ooh, Belichick. Because
you do need a replacement.
Foles with Belichick.
Nah, like I said, I was telling my brother this the other day. Tom Brady kind of like messed them up entirely because Belichick wanted Jimmy. He was like, the time is going to come.
Did he though?
I still want to coach Jimmy G, that
this
dude.
This is my question though.
He was like, you need to get him out of here.
Yeah.
I can still play.
Yeah.
You keep looking at me like I'm old. Like, nah, I still got it. We finna go get this Super Bowl.
But he won a Super Bowl.
But look though, if he leaves and the Patriots don't pick up anybody.
Hold on though. Bad year. So say he leaves next year.
He's leaving.
Okay. All right. He is. Okay. One way up. Bad year. Patriots probably having a bad year. A little struggle. Keep the pieces there, but probably a bad year because you don't know who the quarterback is. In the draft, who's your top quarterback coming out next year?
Joe Burrow. The top?
Not next year. Not this class. The class after this one.
Are you talking about Sunshine? Trevor Lawrence? Sunshine.
You telling me Bill can't make Sunshine work?
Sunshine.
Come on, son.
Hey, Sunshine threw a good ball. Though.
Come on, son.
Sunshine threw
telling
a good
ball. You. He looked like he going to go work with Bill Belichick.
Or he could get Tua.
Tua Tagovailoa. I don't really know about it. I don't know.
I mean, he could.
Bill would take a chance on it.
He could, but I know they're not going to get rid of their picks.
Bill would take a chance on it, I think. But, well, that's what I'm saying. You have a bad season this year. You're going to be high in the draft next year. Year after that. Or you have a bad season next year, you're going to be high in the draft year after that, you go get your man. Just saying. Listen, I'm saying Bill Belichick would take a season off. Like, he's the ultimate planner. He's the ultimate, like, I'm thinking ahead. I'm nine steps ahead of you. He would take a season where he brought in Tyrod Taylor, one of the dudes that we saying that the Bears should bring in.
Right.
Jameis Winston. He might make Jameis work, honestly. Andy Dalton, whatever. And he would bring in a young dude, and he'd be like, we finna ride with this mug till we ain't got to ride with him.
Like, I honestly, though, I can see what you're saying about that, because the year after this one coming up, you got Trevor Lawrence coming out, Justin Fields. It's coming out. Justin Fields
got
gonna
names,
Justin
bro.
Fields gonna be a movie.
Got some names,
so,
bro.
I mean,
so, but yeah, that the hiring of Bill Lazar didn't move the needle for me one way or another.
That's just weird, bro. That y'all didn't go out and get
everybody that went out and got was fired.
that's
like
crazy.
Everybody they went out and got was fired.
But then the thing about it is, I don't know. Like this whole weekend, football has just been weird for me because, like, you hear that. You know, the Browns was like,
what are they doing?
Yo, we going to hire Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels was like, I need everybody up out of here. Complete rehaul.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. Okay, we're going to get Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Your offense got limited to 127 total yards. Yeah. Like, so then you turn around, flip that, and then I had some time to myself, so now I listen to the Joe Judge press conference.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. What he's saying is on par. I don't believe it's actually gonna happen.
Why was he so hyped?
Because this man up here talking about some The thing that I learned from Bill with Nick Saban is straight discipline. We gonna work on our fundamentals and everything like
he
that.
He talking about padded practices. Dude.
Right. I'm like. Yeah, you know what your mom says when you ain't got the food in there, you go find yourself some food. Like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, well,
bro,
how do we get from discipline
bro,
to food?
Listen, bro. That's not going to work.
Like,
it's not going to work.
I'm just sitting back
if
like,
anything I have.
You're talking real
I
heavy.
I hope I'm wrong just for your sake. Actually, you might be unbearable if the Giants were good. But I hope I'm wrong. I like the Giants. The Giants is my second team. I like the Giants. I have no faith that that's going to work.
He just don't even look like a head coach, bro.
Bro, that mug came out like I'm talking about. He just came out with a ball of fire. He just looked like he just. Do you even lift, bro? Hey, we going to get up in here. We going to get this thing done. You know what I'm talking about, brother.
Exactly.
Is this man trying to be Hulk Hogan up there? Like, what is happening right
I'm
now?
I'm just so confused by this whole week. I'm like.
That man was. I was.
It
was just so funny because at first we were dreading who was old boy? What was old boy?
Joe Judge.
No. What's his name? Just got fired in Dallas.
Oh, Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett. At first I was like, bro, your boy's finna go get Jason Garrett. What's really going on? Why would they hire Jason Garrett? They've watched Jason Garrett mess up before. Jason Garrett would have been a layup compared to Joe Judge, bro.
Right.
And I honestly, I hope I'm wrong, bro. I hope I'm wrong for your sake.
You can't.
Jason Garrett would have been a layup, bro.
My thing is this. Everybody right about one thing. You can't come from Bill Belichick and Nick Saban and be trash.
Yes, you can.
Like how?
Yes, you can.
But
you know why?
If you come out and be trash, that just shows me that you have learned nothing.
But none of them learned nothing.
Well, Mike Vrabel came from
the first one.
Bill Belichick, and you going to the AFC Championship game.
One. Like, really? Like,
out of like 12 people that
out of like.
But then, you know what? I don't got faith because Josh McDaniels, wasn't he with the Broncos?
Josh McDaniels was with the Broncos.
See, I don't think
he's going to work. Josh McDaniels bringing in his own system, too.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
He was, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Because
dude came in talking real heavy, and I want to be like, all right, bet. But, like.
I'm just saying, bro.
You don't look like a head coach.
Nah, bro. I'm fine with you not looking like one if you win games, but it's just like, bro, what do you do? He was the wide receivers coach, wasn't he?
You are the wide receivers coach,
like, okay,
not the OC.
Okay, what do you know about quarterbacks? What relations do you have built to bring in somebody who's going to develop Daniel Jones? What relationships do you have built to bring in somebody who's going to, like. Like, okay, like, wide receivers. Oh, guess what? We don't have one anymore.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, we did have Odell, But it's like,
yeah, Odell, he might be coming back. I don't know how long that tenure with the Browns.
Well,
now
he said Kevin Stefanski, we gotta get up out of here after the first day of practice. Yeah, me and Jarvis want to trade.
What? Oh yeah, you think so?
Like, I'm so sick. Like, he'll be smart to do that. I mean, John Dorsey ain't done no more, and you can really get a haul for him.
This is true.
I mean, the dude's still only 27. It's not like he's 30.
Bro, that's crazy. He's only 27. He's so good. By the way, a guy who doesn't get any notoriety, I got to give him some. He ain't in the playoffs no more, though. DeAndre Hopkins, the best wide receiver in the NFL, bro.
Yeah. Honestly, bro.
With Antonio Brown leaving, DeAndre Hopkins is the best wide receiver in the NFL, bro. And he kind of already was, but he just don't get no love.
Nah, he don't get no love because everybody want to talk about Julio, but Julio don't get no tutties.
Julio definitely ain't the best wide receiver in the NFL, in my opinion.
Nah.
But I think we're going to call it a wrap there, man. Like we said, we're going to show y'all some love by announcing this giveaway. I think we've decided to let y'all pick what we should give away, jersey or what's it called? Jersey or cash. You know, cash is always good. Jersey is always good. Whichever y'all prefer, you know, whatever it is. But we appreciate y'all, man. We really do. We appreciate all the support, all the love that y'all have shown us over these last couple months, really. I mean, really just since
these last
November.
Couple months has been crazy.
November to December to January so far has been nuts. So we appreciate all the love on that. And then, yeah, man, I think we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing. Make sure to check us out on all streaming platforms,
YouTube, iTunes.
Be sure to tune into the YouTube. If you're only a podcast listener, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube because we do post Chicago Sports Weekly on there talking about Chicago sports. You can get our opinions a little more throughout the week. And then what else we got? You know, I'm working on some stuff personally. We got the 100 Airs podcast. Be sure to check that out. 100 Airs. We
might be a special guest on there.
Oh, are you gonna be? You gonna be on there more? You ain't special. and then who else we got? What else we got? Check out the Petty Planners podcast. If you are a young lady who enjoys sports and planning, be sure to tune in on that. Both produced by me. Be sure to check out the Under the Hood, or not Under the Hood. I'm sorry. Tuesday Wrestling Tuesday podcast YouTube page. Those videos are produced by me as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on, man. We got a lot of moves that we're making in 2020. 2020 gonna be big.
A lot of moves.
2020 is gonna be big. You got anything going on, man? What's going on with the Twitch?
I'm bringing the Twitch back up. You know, I'm doing a little bit of redesigns right now.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's gonna be up sooner. It's gonna be up sooner rather than later.
Right.
You gonna get this man busting. This 2K bag going.
Be sure to check out Ringo's World, the new YouTube page. Ringo, bro, did you post a video on there?
I'm about to do that tonight.
I bet.
Let's get it.
Let's get that bussing too. Yeah, y'all go subscribe to that. Check that out too. My YouTube page is just Pat the Designer, but I basically just use it to comment, talk with y'all. That's really all I use it for. Hey, and much subscribing to it. I'd be like, don't subscribe here, subscribe over there.
Right.
You know? I got to post on my YouTube more, just talking, just having conversations with y'all. But I appreciate y'all, man. Me and Ringo really appreciate y'all. We are going to get up out of here. It is your boy, Pat the Designer.
And it's your boy, Ringo J.
Y'all stay safe out there, man. Peace.
Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.